What could be nicer than early March in Paris? I'd like nothing more than to take my place at a pavement cafe where all the seats are turned to face outwards, order a croque monsieur, and then watch the world go by as I savour the crisp toast, salty ham and gooey cheese. Then I'd take a few moments to ponder the journey ahead. I'd look at the map spread out on the table in front of me, and I'd trace the route south with my finger. South, south a bit more, keep going south until you reach the sea. Because if it's early March in Paris, then the destination must be Nice and the Côte d'Azur. Paris-Nice, la course au soleil, the race to the sun. Sure, Nice often is sunny in March, but the riders are sometimes made to earn the warmth on their backs, because it can also be the race through the rain, or in a bad year, even through the snow. Paris-Nice links two great cities, both sophisticated, well-heeled, chic in their own way. In Paris, they hustle and bustle. They promenade at a more leisurely pace on the seafront in Nice than they do in the capital, apart from the ones on rollerblades, of course. The journey offers the promise that a good salad niçoise lies in wait. Now that is one of the great lunch dishes. Spring on a plate, or preferably in a large, shallow bowl. Bright, vibrant, fresh salad leaves, crunchy green beans and ripe tomatoes, tuna or anchovies, not both, hard-boiled eggs, black olives, all dressed in good olive oil. Certainly worth waiting a week for, especially if the sun is glistening off the Mediterranean. Because that's what keeps us all moving south. Well, it's what keeps me moving south anyway, because on the way it can be a bit of a test. Some days can convince you that winter might never lift. It's a migration that's more about the destination than the journey. The riders make their way through a France that is still half asleep. On they go through unspectacular towns and villages still shuttered up from winter. It's not necessarily an event that captures the imagination of the locals. Sometimes the race is met with little more than a shrug. The quiet streets seem to knock a couple of degrees off the thermometer as well. The Tour de France with the sun high in the sky still seems so far away, and yet at the same time just around the corner. And that's spring in a nutshell. Which is why, despite falling out of fashion at various times over the years, Paris-Nice is the perfect prologue for the stage racing season. It has a bit of everything, and something for everyone. A time trial, a couple of sprint stages, rolling terrain for the rouleur et baroudeur, some climbing to test the legs and open up the lungs. And the race offers a few clues, or perhaps warning signs that there's work still to do. Paris-Nice marks the beginning of the transition from winter to summer, and for many riders over the years, it has marked another type of transition, a coming of age, a blossoming. Well, it is the spring after all. This is a story about Paris-Nice, or more specifically, an account of the 7-year reign of King Kelly. Not many races have been won 7 years in a row by the same rider.
And finally, the last thing I'll say for the people that don't believe in cycling, the cynics and the skeptics.
Well, none come immediately to mind anyway. From 1982 to 1988, Sean Kelly owned practically every stretch of road from Paris to Nice, and his entire career can be evaluated through the prism of his relationship with this one early season race. His progression from boy to man, from prince to king, can be tracked through the stages of Paris-Nice. The whole of this episode is available now to friends of the podcast. And if you'd like to sign up as a friend of the podcast and listen to this and the 30 or so other episodes that are on the Friends of the Podcast feed at the moment, go to thecyclingpodcast.com and click on where it says subscribe as a friend of the podcast. It costs £15 for a year's access, or you can pay a bit more. And if you choose to do that, you will be eligible for a free gift. Best Friends of the Podcast will get both a Friends of the Podcast casquette made by Miltag and a Friend of the Podcast tea towel designed by Simon Scarsbrook, and good friends of the podcast will have a choice, one or the other. So go to thecyclingpodcast.com and sign up as a friend of the podcast today.